The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara Shabbos, daf kuf kaf. In today's shiur, we're going to discuss the concept of gromo the Shabbos, indirect actions on Shabbos. And then we're going to see how these halachos apply to the particular case of adjusting a time switch on Shabbos. So we'll start with the Mishnah on daf kuf kaf omad aleph. The Mishnah says that in the event of a fire which one doesn't want to spread, wants to prevent the fire from spreading, oisim mechitza b'kola kelim, you can make a barrier using any type of vessel, ben melein ben rekonin, b'shvil shelot avar adaleka. Whether the vessels are empty, or whether they're full of water, you can use them as a barrier to prevent the fire from spreading. Rabbi Yossi oiser b'klicheres chadoshim melein mayim. Rabbi Yossi, however, forbids the use of a full brand new clay cheres, which is full of water, to be used as a barrier. Because these types of vessels are likely to crack under heat, and then the water will come out of them and put out the fire. So the Gemara explains that the chereda machlokas between the Tanakam and the Biyoshis, if gram kibui is osa, one of the lamatis malachas has put out a fire, kibui, and it's osa on Shabbos. However, in this case, you're not directly putting out the fire, but you're causing the fire to be put out by placing a barrel of water in the fire's path. The barrel cracks and the water puts out the fire. So Biyoshi says that's osa, because gram kibui is osa, whereas the Tanakam holds that gram kibui is muta. And that often follows the opinion of the Tanakhama. The Gemara, later on in the same Omud, says, Omar Abiyud Omar Rav, Talis she'ochos bo ha'oir mitzad echot, nosin alel mayim mitzad achar, then kofso, kofso. If you have a talis, a garment, or a tablecloth, which has caught fire on one end, you're allowed to put water on the other end. And even though when the fire spreads, it will eventually get to the water and be extinguished, nonetheless, that's no problem. The Gemara explains that this goes according to the Tanakhama, who says the gram kibu is muta. Now, there's a separate shaila of malaven, what type of liquid you're allowed to put onto the tablecloth at the other end, because otherwise you enter into a different shaila of cleaning the tablecloth by having water. But at the moment, we're not going to go into that shaila. What's clear from the Gemara is, however, that would be permitted to do on Shabbos as far as the question of putting out the fire is concerned, because it's only groma, it's only indirect. It's not directly putting out the fire, it's putting water on the end of the begid in order that the fire should get extinguished at a later stage. The Gemara on Kuf Kaf on the base actually seems to imply that all groma on Shabbos is muta. The Gemara says, "Hafanamiksiv lo sase kol malocha." You shouldn't do any malocha on Shabbos. Asiyahu the osur groma shori. Says the Gemara, that implies that it's forbidden to do an action of malocha, but to cause a malocha to be done indirectly is permitted. Lichoira, the Gemara seems to be saying that not only is it permitted in our Torah, but it's even permitted in the Rabbanon, and there will be no issur of groma on Shabbos. So, in fact, the Rosh and the Tor seem to say as well. However, the Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Yoel as saying that although groma on Shabbos, the Gemara says, is permitted, that's only min haTorah, but all actions of groma which cause a malacha on Shabbos are also min haRabbanon. And the only reason why the Gemara permits, in this case, to put out a fire on a day groma indirectly, is because it's mokum pseida. There's in a case where there will be a large loss as a result of not putting out the fire, Chazal permitted you to do it on a day groma in an indirect manner. But if not for the mokum pseida, if it wasn't a case of a loss, then it would be forbidden, and therefore gram kibui would be osa shalem mokum pseida. And also, it follows on, any other type of malocha which is done even on a day groma would be forbidden in the Rabbon. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch in Erechaim, Shin Lamed Dalet, Sif Kaf Beis, quotes this halacha about the placing kalim full of water in the path of an approaching fire, and then it's permitted to gram kibwe mutter, adds the ramor, the mokam seder. It's only gram kibwe, it's only permitted the mokam seder, otherwise it will be also the drabonim. However, we found another case in the Gemara of gram kibwe, of causing indirectly a fire to go out, and there it would appear that it's also in a more strict manner. The Mishnah in Daf Mem Zayin on the base says, "Noisin keli takas aneh lekabel mitzvus." A person has a candle which is giving off sparks, and is concerned that the sparks will damage the table underneath the candlestick, or perhaps cause a fire in the house. So the Mishnah says you're allowed to place a keli, a vessel, underneath the candle to catch the sparks. However, you're not allowed to put into this vessel any water because it puts out the sparks of fire when they land in the water. Now, the Gemara first suggests that this follows the opinion of Rav Yosi, who says the gram kibbutz otter. Says the Gemara in his Maskoma, Elom Rabashi Afilu Temer Rabbonon. It can follow the opinion of the Rabbanon also, and it's forbidden, even though the Rabbanon allow one to put a barrel of water which was split and put out the fire. Because Gram Kibbutz Mutter Lamakom Seder, in this case it's worse. Shani Ocham and Meshekab Makarev is Kibuyoi. It brings nearer the extinguishing. Now what does that mean? So Tosfos on that Gemara, in Daf Mem Zayin on the base, gives two explanations for why there it is more strict and we forbid this practice, even though it's gram kibbutz. And not only that, points out Tosfos, but the Mishnah there is talking about even Erev Shabbos. Not only are you not allowed to place a vessel with water to catch the sparks underneath the candle on Shabbos, but you can't even prepare such a thing on Erev Shabbos. And that's very odd, because we know that malachas you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, they're nonetheless allowed to start doing something on Erev Shabbos, and if the malacha carries on by itself afterwards on Shabbos, there would be no problem. For example, you can be sure to Yoyva Samamonim, or Priestess Matzuda. You can prepare an animal trap Erev Shabbos, even though the animal might get trapped on Shabbos. And similarly, you can soak dye in a dyeing pot, even though the colour will actually dye the object you want to dye on Shabbos. As long as you do it all before Shabbos, and you don't actually do any malach on Shabbos, that's permitted. In parenthesis, one might have to add that there are limitations to this. The Poskim rule, according to the Gemara, that Av Shemilsa, something which is very public and very noticeable, one is not allowed to even prepare on Erev Shabbos if it's going to carry on Shabbos. And therefore machines which make a lot of noise, one can't put them on Erev Shabbos to carry on Shabbos. But at any rate, in general, the principle is that you can do something on Erev Shabbos which will continue working on Shabbos, as long as you don't do a melacha on Shabbos. But here we find you're not even allowed to put the water underneath the candle to catch the sparks on Erev Shabbos. Why should that be so strict? So Tosfos gives two explanations. The first explanation is that there is a concern that if one puts the water underneath the candle on Shabbos, then one might inadvertently actually do a proper malacha on Shabbos. How so? One of two ways. Either when you pour the water into the keli underneath the candle, maybe just then a spark will land in the keli, and by you pouring water directly into the keli, you'll actually be directly extinguishing the spark, which is a malacha d'oraisa. Similarly, if at the time you're placing the keli full of water underneath the candle, instead of placing it there, you actually lift it up towards the falling spark, then again you'll be doing an action of kibbutz d'oraisa. It's worth noting, by the way, that's not mamish kibbutz d'oraisa, because kibbutz d'oraisa is only if it's done, if the flame is extinguished in order to make pechom, in order to make some type of soot which you want to use later. Otherwise, it's malacha shein tzrich l'gufo. But at any rate, says Tosfos, it would be a proper malacha if you were to either pour water onto the spark as it was landing, or even lift up the water towards the spark as it was falling. That would be a malacha of kibbutz. And therefore, since it's possible that might happen, and most people won't even notice that they're doing it, or perhaps won't consider the fact they're doing it as a proper malacha of kibbutz, Therefore, Chazal asked it in this particular case, and so much so that they even forbade it on Erev Shabbos, because people might come to do it on Shabbos, and might, while they're doing it on Shabbos, actually perform a melacha of kibbutz without realizing that this can be a proper melacha of kibbutz. That's the first teretz of Tosfos. The second teretz of Tosfos, which many Rishonim quote, and which the Maggid Mishnah says is the Ikar teretz of Tosfos, is that in the case of the water underneath the candle, although gram kibui is mutter b'mokem seder, nonetheless, in this case, Chazal did not allow it, because the extinguishing of the flame is more direct than in other cases. In the cases we've had before, one places a barrier of a barrel of water, or one can wet one end of a talus which is already on fire, in order when the fire gets there it will go out. In both those cases, there's a gap of time and material between the fire where it is now and between the water which is going to extinguish the fire. So that's Gram Kibbui, and that would be Mutter B'Mokem Seder. However, in the case of the water underneath the spark, the minute the spark falls out, it falls straight into the water, and the Kibbui is instantaneous, and not only in time is there no gap, but also in material, there's nothing between the spark and the water. The spark falls straight into the water, and therefore that's what says Tosfos. That's what the Gemara means by Mekarevis Kibuyo, and that's why it's forbidden, because it's a more direct way of putting out the flame, even though it's actually doing it in an indirect way by placing the water under the flame and then the flame afterwards falling into it. So that type of Gromo, of Gram Kibui, says Tosfos, is forbidden, and that's so forbidden that even Erev Shabbos is not allowed to prepare such a thing, so it should happen on Shabbos. So, to sum up, according to the first Teretz of Tosfos, Gram Kibui is not to the Mokum Seder, but it's also to put water under a candle to catch the sparks, because you might inadvertently actually put out the spark at the time by either raising the cup of water or pouring the water directly onto the spark. According to the second Teretz of Tosfos, which is the main Teretz, the problem in the case of catching the sparks is that although it's an indirect way of doing it, because you place the water there and afterwards the spark falls in, but when the spark falls, it falls directly into the water, that's Makarevis Kibui, and therefore that would be forbidden. The Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha into the Reish Samach Hei Siv Dalet about placing water underneath a candle to catch the sparks, and says it's forbidden. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, an interesting point, if you have a glass or container with oil and a wick inside it, and you want to, you light a candle Erev Shabbos, but you want to place water underneath the oil so the oil floats on top, then that is permitted to do, as long as you do it on Erev Shabbos, of course. And the Shulchan Aruch says the reason why it's permitted in that case, and is not comparable to putting the water under the candle to catch the sparks, is because she'enu iskaven lekibui ela lahagbia shemen. The intention of placing the water under the oil is not that the flame should go out once the oil is all burnt up, because that will be a problem of gram kibui, where, or in the, similar to the case of catching the sparks, will be forbidden to prepare even on Erev Shabbos. However, in this case, the intention of placing the water there is not to put out the flame, but rather to raise the oil which floats on top of the water, and therefore there's no problem. The Rosh gives another reason why that will be permitted, and the Rosh says that in this case, it's not the water that would extinguish the flame anyway. Once the oil is all burnt away, the flame is anyway going to go out, because there's no more inflammable material for it to burn. So the water in that case is anyway not actually putting out the flame. The Ramah says a different reason why it will be permitted. Even if you intend that the water should extinguish the flame once the oil has burnt out, that would be okay. Why? Because adopting the second Teretz of Tosfos, the whole problem with the water catching the spark is that the flame falls directly into the water. When in this case, the flame doesn't go directly into the water. It has to burn all the way through the oil, and only then does it get to the water. So in that respect, it's almost identical to the case of the talus, which has caught fire on one end. We're allowed to put water on the other end in order that eventually, when it burns through the talus, it will be extinguished. That would be a case of Gram Kibbutz B'Mokem Seder, which would be okay. Now, with these principles in mind, let's take a brief look at the big shaila of what is called in Hebrew on Shabbat, what in English we call a Shabbos clock or a timer. Now, again, to put a timer on Erev Shabbos, to set a timer so that electronic devices will come on and off on Shabbos, is one shaila, and adjusting the timer on Shabbos is a second shaila. Very briefly, the main issues involved in putting on a timer Erev Shabbos are the question of Avshar Milsa. As we mentioned before, even though you're allowed to do actions before Shabbos, which will result in a melacha happening on Shabbos, even though you don't directly do the melacha on Shabbos, that's limited to cases where there's a lot of noise involved, or it's not very public, which the Gemara forbids because of the principle of Avshar Milsa. And in general, it's been accepted that people set time switches, at least for the lights on Shabbos, so the lights can go on and off at the desired time on Shabbos. As long as you set it before Shabbos, that would appear to be no problem. It's worth noting that according to the second Tes of Tosas, which is adopted the halacha, which we mentioned earlier, one could debate this issue of putting on a time switch, even on Erev Shabbos, because we've seen that any melacha, if it's a grom of kibui, is not permitted to do even Erev Shabbos if the kibui, if the extinguishing, when it happens, will be direct. So now one would have to consider, when setting a time switch, is that called a direct kibui on Shabbos or not? On the one hand, the time switch will switch off the light a long time after it's been set on Erev Shabbos. So in that case, one could say it's not direct, the extinguishing. On the other hand, in the case of placing the water underneath the candle on Erev Shabbos, it's also not instantaneous. When Tosfos says direct, it means that as soon as the spark starts to fall, it falls straight into the water. And that is a direct action, a direct connection between the fire and the extinguishing, such that even if you do it a long time before, you prepare it a long time before, it's still forbidden, because it's gram kibui shemekarev is kibuyin. So one would have to think carefully about why one can set a Shabbos clock, a timer on Erev Shabbos, to turn off a light on Shabbos, even though it's hours later, but the moment it turns it off, do we consider it having extinguished the flame immediately? Or perhaps, do we say that no, it's not extinguishing the flame, it's stopping the flame, the light, from continuing to burn, but it doesn't actually extinguish it, therefore it might not be considered as direct extinguishing in the same manner as the spark falling into the water. But at any rate, as generally accepted, halacha l'maisa, that we do set Shabbos timers, time switches on Erev Shabbos to turn the lights on and off on Shabbos. But what about on Shabbos itself? May one adjust the time switch on Shabbos itself? Well, clearly, if the time switch is an electronic time switch or a digital time switch, it's obviously forbidden to adjust it on Shabbos, because the very fact that you're turning on and off electrical switches on Shabbos is itself a melacha, and therefore that's for sure also. The question arises in the more old-fashioned mechanical types of time switches. And the way it works is that one plugs one's device into this time switch, which is plugged into the wall, and then one can set the time switch to go on and off at specified times by moving a peg, a plastic peg, one way or the other. If you move it out, then when the timer goes around and gets to that point in time, the electric device will be switched off. And if you move the plastic peg in, then when the timer comes around to that time, the device will go on. So to actually move the plastic pegs is itself not a melacha. The shaila is, you're causing a light to go on or to go off. And that's already groma. Now groma, as we noted, the Ramah says, is only permitted in a case of pseder, in a case of loss. But if there's no loss, such as a fire has to be burning, then groma would be forbidden. So our shaila now is, assuming that there is some type of loss, and therefore we were going to allow groma, are we allowed to do it using a time switch? So first of all, let's consider the possibility of a time switch which is at the moment set for on. The lights are on. It's 2 o'clock on Shabbos afternoon. The lights are due to go off at 3 o'clock. But you decided that you wanted the lights to stay on for longer. So you adjust the pace so that instead of going off at 3 o'clock, it will go off at 4 o'clock. Or conversely, the lights are off at 2 o'clock and they're due to come on at 3 o'clock. By moving the pace, you'll delay the lights coming on for another hour and they will only come on at 4 o'clock. So in both those cases, l'chaira, there's no problem at all. There's no malacha involved. Because you're not making the light come on or off. On the contrary, you're postponing the light from coming on or off. If it's off now and you adjust it so it's just there for longer, then you haven't caused light to go on or off. You've caused that which to come on later to come on even later, or the other way around. If it's off at the moment and you cause it to go off later, or on at the moment and you cause it to go on even later, there will be no problem at all. No grommet is involved. We haven't caused anything to happen. You've merely delayed what was going to happen anyway. The problem arises when it's the other way around. You have a light which is on, and it's going to go off at 5 o'clock, and you adjust the pins on the timer so that it should come on at an earlier stage. That's grum hadlocha. You're causing the light to come on earlier than it would have. Also, if the light was on at the moment and due to go off at 5 o'clock, and you adjust it so it should go off earlier. So that's grum kibui. You're adjusting the pins to make the light go off earlier than it would have done. Well, grum kibui is mutter b'makom seder, but is this also permitted as well? So in Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach, Zichrono Bracha, in his Sefer Mincha Shlomo, is matmir when it comes to adjusting the times which the light should come on earlier. And he said that one is not allowed to do. However, to adjust the time switch so the light should come on, should go off earlier, but Mokim Seder, Gram Kibui would be Mutter. So this is Rosh Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo. However, the Sefer Orchos Shabbos quotes Rosh Shlomo Zalman as saying that although he wrote that in his Sefer, Me'ikuratim, he holds that even to cause the light to go on earlier would not be a problem as long as it's B'mokim Seder. However, to his own Talmidim, his own students in the Kol Torah Yeshiva, Shlomo Zalman would advise them not to adjust the time switch at all. Not to go on and off earlier and not to go on and off later. If they should try and avoid doing it at all unless there's a Tzorech Godel to make it necessary. However, there are other opinions. From Moshe Feinstein, famously in Igros Moshe, Yerideh Chelik Gimel Siman Mem Zayin, writes Mefurish that you're not allowed to adjust a time switch, even a mechanical one, at all. Not only are you not allowed to make it go on earlier or to make it go on off earlier, but according to the Moshe, you're not even allowed to make it go on later and to go off later. And that, as he pointed out, shouldn't be a problem at all, because you're not causing any malacha at all. You're merely delaying the malacha that's going to happen anyway. However, Moshe clearly says that even that is forbidden. It doesn't go into detail to explain why that should be. And he adds, in addition to all of that, that there's a problem of mukta. Moshe holds that the time switch itself is mukta. And that also, l'chaira, is debatable. Because to move the pins, if we were to say that it wasn't actually a malacha, would not be problematic. And therefore, even if we would consider the time switch to be a keli shemelachta l'issa, but the Torah gufa and mokoma, it would be permitted to move it, in which case, if moving the pins were not to be a malacha, that should be no problem. There's an additional point of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish's opinion seems to be that there's a chashash of tikkun mona, of making a passage of fixing a keli so that it's now useful. Till if you have a keli which at the moment cannot be used, and you fix it so it's either Morocha or Boine or Makib or Patish. And the Chazon Ish seems to indicate that by adjusting a time switch, you have a problem of tikkun mona, as if you've finally put the finishing touches to a keli to make it usable and ready for use. However, there are poskim who question this, because since the time switch is already made and is created in such a way that it can be adjusted, then that's normally not a case of tikkun mona. A door, for example, which is on its hinges, can be opened or closed, but you're not being masakin anything by opening it or closing it. You're using it in the normal manner. It's made to be adjusted one way or the other, but that's not called tikkun mona. And so too, one of these mechanical time switches is an effective keli as it is. By moving the pins, you're using it, you're not creating it or fixing it. So some people can question the Chazon Ish's rationale for that. Rabbi Eliashiv Zichron Levracha apparently was also machmir to not to adjust time switches, but for a different reason. Rabbi Eliashiv held that just like one may not plow with an ox, even though the ox is doing the actual digging, so to speak, because since the use of the ox in the normal way creates harisha, and the normal way to plow is to do it together with an ox, therefore it's considered as though it's one action done by the person who's plowing with the ox, even though the ox is doing much of the malacha. So too, Rabbi Eliashiv wanted to say that a time switch, by a person adjusting it, is considered as though, even though it's the time switch which is switching on and off the device, the action is mityaches to the person who does it as well. Again, there are poskim who question this, because it's very different to the case of the shor. The shor, the way one does it is one does an action together with the shor, and there, as the Rashba explains, that means that it's one action, and the Torah looks at it as if the action has been done by the person, via the ox and via the plow. Whereas in the case of the time switch, although the person adjusts the time switch doesn't actually switch anything on or off till much later. To say that that action is as if it's done by the person, is not a grammar, is lefer a very big chiddush. So to sum up again, very briefly, with the question of adjusting a Shabbos timer, a time switch on Shabbos, the Chazon Ish would appear to be machmir, as does Rav Shlomo and Rav Eliashiv and Rav Moshe Feinstein. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is makel. Certainly, to adjust the time switch that should go off later than it's set to, or that should go on later than it's set to, would be permitted on Shabbos, and that would necessarily not involve any grom at all. To make it come on earlier than it was supposed to, or to make it come off earlier than it was supposed to, that was already a shaila of grammar. But Mokum say that lechora it would be mutter. Rav Shlomo Zalman the Mikra Shlomo says, however, that to make it come on earlier than it would have is nonetheless problematic and should be avoided. Of course, when we say it should come on and off earlier, we mean that we adjust the timer that it should come on earlier or go off earlier than it would have done, but not to adjust the time that it should come on or off now, because that's the direct malacha and not a gromo. But if one wants to set it so that at a later time it will come on or off earlier than it would have done, even though I'm not adjusting that it should come on or off now, that would be the chayra, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, at least a shayla of gromo b'mokum pseida. Whereas according to Rav Moshe and Rabbi Eliashiv and the Chazon Ish, it would be forbidden anyway. Bearing in mind, this is a big machlokes of today's poskim, we would not like to paskan halacha l'maaseh in this shaila. Everybody is urged to ask his own individual rav and poskim how he should act on Shabbos with regard to adjusting time switches on Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.